Jamaica has just observed Labor Day there. And the message which was delivered to the people of that country by Prime Minister Andrew Holness looked at how the COVID pandemic has changed the way that people in Jamaica and other Caribbean countries now have to do business.
The COVID-19 pandemic has exposed just how fragile we are and how vulnerable our connected world can be. Ironically, by virtue of that same connectedness. We know that disruption is a part of the natural order of things. We have experienced hurricanes and conflicts and economic downturn. But most of us have never experienced disruption of this magnitude and over such an extended period in our living memories. Nevertheless, we are resilient and we will adapt, change, and evolve. Together, we will overcome the pandemic and create a new normal way of living. Every cloud of crisis carries a silver lining of opportunity. Crisis focuses the national consciousness and clarifies positions. Things we thought impossible, which we were just simply reluctant to incorporate, are now imperatives. The pandemic has exposed just how inefficient and risky cash-based transactions are, not just from a security point of view, but more so from a public health point of view, especially when large numbers must gather at transaction points to collect transfers or make payments in person. However, governments have been slow to transition the economy to online platforms. I believe most Jamaicans would now understand the efficiency, convenience, and safety of transacting online. To live with COVID-19, we will have to rapidly transition our economy to online transactions as the new normal. This means intensification of the program of financial inclusion to ensure every Jamaican has access to easy-to-use, reliable, and affordable financial technology services. This pandemic has highlighted the need for a comprehensive national system to identify each Jamaican. In a time of crisis and disaster, especially when the threat is individualized, where the individual gets sick, the individual must be treated, the individual must be contact traced, the individual gets laid off, the individual requires care packages, the individual requires government compassionate grant, and the individual requires exemptions to move within curfew hours. The government must be able to ascertain and verify the identity and account for the benefit provided to each person, not only to ensure the entitlement to the individual, but also to protect the general public good. Aside from ensuring that the government can plan and provide and account for the service to the individual, having a standardized system of identification significantly reduces transaction cost and processing times, which increases efficiency of the public bureaucracy, reduces waste of resources, and increases convenience to the individual. Having standardized identity for each citizen is imperative in the post-COVID-19 new normal way of life. While the technology to enable working virtually has been available for quite some time, the pandemic has now forced us to use it. Some employers and employees have now discovered that the technology actually works quite well. Many meetings which we previously physically convened, adding to traffic and pollution and stress, could have been done virtually with the same or even better results. As part of the initial response to the pandemic, the government implemented work-from-home orders, which encouraged firms to reconfigure their operations to allow employees to work remotely where possible to reduce the risk of exposure in the workplace setting. While we have announced that we will not renew the measure when it expires on the 31st of May, we are encouraging firms to continue to reconfigure their work modalities and follow the workplace orders already in place, along with new protocols being developed. Almost 6 years ago, we passed the Flexible Work Arrangement Law, which facilitates some of the same measures we have had to put in place during the pandemic, but which had not been fully utilized before. We now see where, with greater coordination and use of the flexible arrangement measures, we could possibly increase efficiency. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced us to look at work and productivity through a new lens. More than a third of the BPO industry is now working from home, conducting business seamlessly. It is clear that even in the economic downturn, workers in industries that can reconfigure their business process to work virtually will have a better chance at a faster recovery.
Jamaica's Prime Minister, Andrew Holness. And this has been SagiCore's Early Business.